So we have a question from Mary in Vermont, and she has a warm-blood yearling who is growing really quickly. She said that the sire and dam are 16-3 and 17 hands, and she has a suspicion that the filly is going to be as tall, if not taller, than her parents. She said the joints on this filly are massive, and she knows that a lot can go wrong with joints if a horse grows too fast. She said that she's feeding her or trying to feed her an adequate and balanced diet and watch the joints closely, but she really has no idea what she's looking for as far as something that might go wrong. What do you look for? Is it bumps, unevenness? Is there shape that she should be watching for? She wants to keep tabs to make sure that she's not in danger of the horse developing OCD. What suggestions do you have?
It's a very, very good question. And the biggest thing to be aware of is that with the genetic kind of code, if you will, to be a large horse as an adult, what we see is a tendency for these horses to grow fairly rapidly and fairly large as youngsters. And one of the other important things to remember is how the growth actually occurs. Growth is not something that's just a nice smooth line from birth to adult size. It's much like children where they will go through ratcheted or rapid growth phases. So one of the things to very much look for is this young horse going through a growth phase and growing larger quicker? And is there anything untoward going on? I go back to the earlier statement about how important observations of symmetry are. So as far as what to be looking for, it would be to note perhaps what's normal today. And is that changing over the course of even days? Sometimes the growth can be so rapid in some of these young horses that change can literally happen in days of time. That said, you want to be looking for increases in size that are soft, if at all painful. So I like to have eyes on them and hands on them. So some of the early conditioning of a horse should be to the touch of the owner. And so some of these early kind of communication things can also be very nice examination time. So you're wanting to look for, again, swellings, enlargements, anything that would bother someone that could involve any degree of pain, and that would be just from touching or what we call palpating. And you can put some pretty strong pressure with your hands over these joint areas. And you also want to feel for things that may feel either like a sponge, which is what edema or inflammation will feel like. And the other analogy that I use is if something feels like a water balloon and is excessively filled with fluid, that would be a concern enough to have someone come help evaluate and see what's going on there. The other reality here is we don't want to encourage nutritionally these young horses to grow very rapidly because that's one of the places where we can have some successes in moderating somewhat of the growth rate, if you will. And that's generally a calorie or an energy type of overload that we have to be careful with. So specific shapes, you know, I would consult a textbook that has or one of the magazines for horses that have given good illustrations. The horse has some nice illustrations for that, for what normal would be. And any questions that come up that would vary from what everyone's idea of normal would be, then I think that's a strong indication to have a veterinarian come in and take a look. I know there's a huge fear for things like osteochondrosis or OCD, and that is indeed something we worry about with excessively rapid growth in any of these young animals that tend to get very large as adults.